Welcome to the Anchored Podcast with Pastor Reginald Wayne Sharp Jr. I am so excited that you've tuned in, and it is my prayer that these messages will always help you to remain anchored, regardless of what storm or what season you're navigating. I pray that God would speak to your heart today and that you will never, ever, ever be the same again. Stay connected to Fellowship Chicago. This is Pastor Reginald Wayne Sharp Jr. I pray you stay anchored. Peace, peace.
Well, I might as well flow with the Spirit. At the 8 o'clock service, I stepped back in the middle of worship service, and I was just enjoying Jesus. Because I told you, God's glory is like gravity. And just when you think you're going to float away and be blown away, something will hold you in place. And don't get it twisted. Everybody ain't happy this kind of church service is going on right now. Some of them saying now, I thought he said he wasn't going to keep us forever. Like, when is he going to preach? Like, I've been standing up. My feet hurt. My pinky toe hurt. Oh, my God. Like, how many more times are they going to sing? Can we move on? Who is this person in front of me? And why are they so loud? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It don't take all this. But you don't know what God has held people through. And I ain't ashamed to come to church and praise him, because you don't know what he's held me through. You don't know how he's grounded me and anchored me. So I was just enjoying the glorious gravity of God. And I stepped back and I looked on the floor in the pulpit, and there was a paper clip on the floor. And I was prepared to preach part two of Embracing Emptiness. And the Spirit said, there go your sermon right down the floor. I picked up the paper clip, and the Holy Ghost started talking to me and said, now, all these bends, all these twists in this little paper clip, every bend, every curve, every twist, every place of contortion is what makes it useful. Because it couldn't hold something if it had never been bent. The reason the person on your row keeps shouting is because their name is Paperclip. And God has bent you sometimes and twisted you sometimes and made you uncomfortable sometimes. But it was not to hurt you. It was so you would have the spiritual strength to hold your assignment. So help me preach, and let's go on out of here and go to a rooftop. Shake somebody's hand like you're going to shake it off. And say, neighbor, I've been bent. I've been twisted. I've been uncomfortable. But it was all for my good. Tell them, look at me. I am a testimony of what God can do. He'll use you broken, use you tired, use you and your pain, use you and your twistedness, use you and your bend upness for his glory. Somebody say yeah. So for the third time today, my sermon is the power of a paperclip. My text is Psalm 119, verse 71. And it's coming up on the screen. Read it with me. It was good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn God's statutes. That word statutes just literally means I learned God's word. Can I holler at two or three people who can testify? I've learned something in this storm. I learned God's word in this storm. Now I know no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. I'm gonna preach whether you help me or not, so it don't matter now. Now I know unto him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all I can ask or think. Now I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy are like sheepdogs. They stalk me all the days of my life. Now I know the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now I know weeping may endure for a night. Holler back at me if you know what I'm talking about. But joy comes in the morning. Now I know many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Now I know that after I have suffered a little while, the God of all grace in his eternal glory shall establish me, settle me, strengthen me. Now I know can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Find you one more person that you ain't touched all service. Walk across the aisle, turn around behind you, and find you somebody and hold their hand like they owe you money and say, neighbor, how does it feel to touch a paperclip? I don't look like what I've been through. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. If I was in Georgia, I'd say, be not dismayed. Whatever betides you, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. You acting like you can't hear me. I'm gonna keep saying it. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Won't he do it? Won't he keep you? Won't he cover you? Won't he help you? Won't he bless you? Won't he sustain you? Won't he pull you up? Won't he lift you up? Won't he keep you up? One Friday, he died. One Sunday, he got up with all power in his hands. And if he got up, so will you. So don't wait till the battle is over. Don't wait till you get untwisted. Don't wait till you get unbent. But right now, at the last service, on the second Sunday of April, open your mouth, throw your hands up, praise your God. It twisted you, but it didn't kill you. They bent you, but it didn't break you. They detoured you, but they didn't destroy you. Praise him with everything you got left. Praise him. How about three people say, I'm glad you made it? How about three people, not two, not one. How about three people and say, I'm glad you made it? Glad you made it. Do y'all shout at 115 service? Do y'all praise the Lord for real at 115? Well, can you help this little black preacher take 60 seconds and put a praise on the fact that every affliction, every attack, every setback, every loss has worked out for your good? We know that all things, don't play with it. Let's go to church. Don't play with it. Don't play with it, church. I feel all right. you a dance partner real quick, and make sure you find somebody look like they got a little oil on them, and hold them by the elbow or the wrist if you don't want to touch the hand. Hold them real quick. Say, hey neighbor, the Bible says it was good that I've been afflicted so I can learn God's word. Tell them you dance for what's worked out good for me, and I'ma dance for what's worked out good for you. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, dance! What the enemy meant for evil, God meant it, God worked it, God twisted it. You only got 30 more seconds to go. Be the glory. To
go.
Be the glory. So many. Crazy. We shouting because we didn't go crazy. Affliction. doesn't feel good. Somebody in this room has either been through it or you're in it right now. You're afflicted. Wave at me if you ever been afflicted. Your heart ever been broken. Life ever humbled you. Didn't feel good to you. But the Bible says it was good for you. So that I might learn more about your word, your statutes, your precepts, your laws, your commandments. And so I can join in with Maverick City and say, rain came, winds blew, my house is built on you, and I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Come on, every hand lifted and say, rain came, winds blew, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you.
I'm safe with you.
I'm gonna make it through.
I'm gonna make it through.
Come on, come on, come on. Have a moment with God and say, rain came, wind blew, but
my house was built on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm safe,
I'm safe
with you.
With you.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
Say you're gonna make it through.
You're gonna make it.
Say we're gonna make it through.
We're gonna make it through.
Come on, one more time. Rain came. But
my house was built on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm safe with you.
I'm safe with you.
I'm gonna make it through. Come on, this time let me just hear y'all say it. When my house
on you.
Y'all sound good. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Come on, one more time. Put it in your spirit. Rain.
Rain, wind blew, but my house was built on you.
Grandma said, on Christ the solid rock, I'm safe with you.
You, I'm gonna make
it. Smile at the person beside you and say, you're gonna make it through. You're gonna make it. Tell somebody else, you're gonna make it through. You're gonna make it. I don't know what season you're in, but you're gonna make it through. Trouble don't last always. The doors of the church are open. All my paper clips, stand with me if you're able to stand. Every paper clip in the room that can admit I've been twisted, I've been bent, but that's what gives me my power. I can hold myself together and I can hold anything together because of what I've gone through. Listen, we're not going to belabor the moment. The doors of the church are open. And somebody's saying, now, Pastor, I wanted that part two of that embracing emptiness, but I needed this because the Spirit always knows what we need. Yeah. If you need Christ, if you need to make another chance, if you need another chance, start over again. If you need a church home, don't be a professional visitor. Don't stare in the window. Just come on through the door. And if God is leading you to make this home, come on. Walk down, shake my hand so we can make sure you know Jesus, you have a church home, and that you can embrace the changes that you need to make in your life. I don't know where you are, who you are. Come on, I'm waiting on you. God bless you. Good to meet another paperclip. God bless you. Come stand right here. I believe some are coming out the balcony. Are they coming out the balcony or are they leaving? I don't know. All right. No, y'all just walking. All right. You coming, brother? Come on. All right. All right. Come on. Two brothers. Come on. Some more paper clips. Is there anybody else? Come on. Come on. Rain came. Bless you, man. Welcome home. Welcome home. My house was built on you. Come on. And I'm safe. I love that song. I'm gonna make it through. That's good, Jasmine, isn't it? That's good right there. Rain came. I couldn't control that. I can't control that. Can't control the wind, but I can control. My house is built on you. Yeah, I'm safe. Anybody else? I'm waiting on you. The Lord is waiting on you. And this moment, I'm inviting you to do something that Jesus taught us. There were two men that built houses. One built a house on the sand. Yeah, at the end of Matthew 7, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells these two stories about these men. One built a house on the sand. Y'all know that story. One built a house on the rock. And then the rain came, winds blew, flood waters rose. And the man who built his house on the sand, it collapsed. But then that other brother, who built his house on the rock. Rain came, winds blew, flood waters rose, but the house did not fall. Jesus said, if you build your life on my word, you will be like the man who built his house on a rock. We can't control nature, but you can control architecture. I can't control what the weather does, but I can control where I build. And I'm inviting you to make sure your life is built on Jesus, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. I celebrate that three have come already. Will you join me in celebrating that? I mean, that's special. I feel number four in my spirit. And I only do this when I really feel it. Somebody's right on the edge. And you're saying that's a lot of people. It's a lot of people on the club. It's a lot of people at the mall. It's going to be a lot of people wherever you go eat after church. So get over to a lot of people and make sure your life is built on something solid that can outstand and outlive every storm that comes. One more time. This is for the person that said, if he has said it one more time, I'm not wasting time. The Bible says compel them to come, because I feel there's a number four in the room that needs to walk out. I'm waiting on you, my brother. I'm waiting on you, my sister. I'm waiting on you, my brother. I'm waiting on you, my sister. I know what the Lord said. And I know there's one more person that needs to come. I know it. I feel it. Come on. Come on. Y'all make her feel good and welcome. Bless you. How you doing? You were nervous. You were a little nervous. It's all right. It's all right. We family. We family. You just brought, that's your sister. Come on, let's thank God for the sister coming today. I speak over your life what Don Staley, what's her name? The head coach, Don Staley. She won the game last Sunday. I think it was last Sunday. And they asked her how she felt. She was crying and emotional. She said, God is something else. God will give you uncommon favor. Y'all remember that? I speak uncommon favor over all four of your lives today. And I pray that God will help you see uncommon favor every room you walk in. Walk in like you already got what you're asking for. Don't walk in, listen, don't walk in shy and sheepish. Walk in humble, kind, nice, but walk in like your daddy on all of this. Uncommon favor. Let me touch your hand as we give you over to the first touch. Come on, I touch and agree. Uncommon favor. Walk this way. I touch and agree, brother. Uncommon favor. I touch and agree. Uncommon favor. I touch and agree with you. Uncommon favor over your life. Come on, y'all, put your hands together. Hallelujah. Has anybody been fed today? Have you been blessed today? Paperclip. Let's stand. Let's get ready to go home. I don't think, is there anything else? Did I say everything? We did the offering. I gave all the announcements. All right, I feel like I'm missing something. All right. Meet me tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for grief support. And I ain't missing nothing. Church over, just like that. I ain't ready to go. I'm just warming up. Lift your hands, receive the benediction. May your struggles. I love y'all for real. Thank you, 115, for keep coming to church, because as long as you keep coming, we're going to keep having this service. The minute y'all stop coming, the minute I stop coming. Amen. All right, I love you. May your struggles keep you near the cross. May your troubles truly show that we need you, oh God. May our battles end the way they should, and may our bad days prove that you're good, and may our whole lives continue to prove that you really are good. Cover us and keep us in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen. Hug somebody and tell them you're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. Peace, peace. I love you.
Rain came, winds blew, but my house was built on you.
I'm safe.
I'm safe with you. You're gonna make it through.
Rain came.
Winds blew.
But
my house was built on you.
Yeah. I'm safe.
I'm safe.
Oh Lord.
With
I'm gonna make it through. Come on, somebody needs that one more time.
Rain came, winds blew, my house was built on you.
Yes, I'm safe with you.
I'm gonna make it through.
I'm gonna make it through.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make
it.
My house was built on you.
My house was built on you.
You know just what to do.
You know just what to do.
I am safe with you.
I'm safe with you.
Rain came. I'm safe.
I'm safe with you.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it through.
Somebody needs that in their spirit today. Rain.
Rain came, winds blew. My house was built on you.
And I'm so safe. Was built on you.
My house was built on you.
Play Rain Came. One more time.
Hey family, I pray you've been blessed by this message that God gave me. I hope you stay connected to Fellowship Chicago through YouTube, Facebook, or our website. Go to fellowshipchicago.com today and make sure that you stay updated on all of the great things that are happening on the ship. Until we meet again, may you be blessed by the power, the peace, and the provisions of God. Peace, peace.